Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, Ray. Thank you.
As you'll hear from Angela in the news, there are all kinds of things going on around the Gulf. You know, you've got Iraq and Iran, and Iran anyway, and Saudi Arabia. You got them. You've got just a bunch of stuff that is going on. And yet, I'm glad to see that our governor and Richard Blumenthal have dealt with the big issue.
Oh, they're always looking for these secondary things. I'm kind of surprised at them, but I guess it gets them on the...
Gets them on TV.
Gets them on the news. You know, the governor had a press conference the other day denouncing the insufferable president for loosening environmental regulations so that... people can still manufacture and buy the old style light bulbs instead of the new ones, and the rationale for the new bulbs, Ray, is that they're so much more efficient, they last so much longer, and they save a lot of money.
Right.
I had to wonder if they can't sell themselves, why do we have to prohibit the old ones? People apparently still like the old ones. I can imagine some reasons why they do. Certainly, they're a lot cheaper, and they're much easier to dispose of than the new ones.
Yeah.
But the governor wants Connecticut to have legislation to substitute for the federal regulation to make it impossible to buy them in Connecticut. And I just didn't know why this was necessary. If he was saying the new bulbs are so much better, why can't they win in the market?
By the way, I do want to point out, this comes, actually, from an act that was passed in 2004, I think proposed by the Bush administration. So this is not, you know, necessarily a Democratic thing. It goes everybody. So, yeah, and, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of people like incandescents because it's a warmer light, you know, whereas some of this can be a little bit harsh.
Yeah, and they also throw off a lot of heat. They waste a lot of energy in heat.
That's true.
In the winter, I don't mind warming my little room with the light bulbs. Fine. It's not like oil. Heating oil is so damn cheap.
Plus, it works nice in an easy bake oven, which is
well. I'm past that now, anyway.
Oh, you never get over it. You can cook a mean pizza in there. Tell me about the corporate welfare thing. Now, what's this about? Capital and
Maine. The other day, an internet publication called Capital in Maine had an admiring interview with a Connecticut medical care supervision company executive, a guy named John Driscoll, who's made statements suggesting he's an enlightened guy, that he, you know, had frozen executive salaries so that lower-paid people at his company CareCentrics, so they could get a raise. And he was part of an international group of business executives that were, you know, committed to the benefits of economic growth for everybody. Well, Tom Dudchuk of CT Capital Report saw this interview lionizing this guy and remembered that his company a few years ago had extorted $24 million from the state government in the name of economic development. They threatened to move out of state, and then they got the $24 million for moving from East Hartford across the river to Hartford. So,
talked about this one. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, well, $24 million can buy a lot of civic virtue, I guess.
Can indeed. Oh, God. And then, of course, we have a little thing at UConn. Since I missed you last week, we're kind of catching up here. Student health and wellness means free condoms.
Yeah, the Connecticut Daily Campus, a student newspaper at UConn, had a story the other day that there's an expansion of the university's condom services. You could always go to the student health and wellness office and get free condoms, but now the newspaper said UConn is going to deliver them right to people's dorm mailboxes or mail offices. I just had to wonder, was this, you know, really so necessary these days? You know, certainly 50 years ago, or maybe it's a little longer, contraception was illegal in Connecticut.
Well, that's right.
And then the Supreme Court took care of that, and even then, you know, you wanted your contraceptives, they were under the counter somewhere at the drugstore, but now they're ubiquitous. I mean, they're in gas stations, they're in the supermarkets, they're in
churches, I mean, they're everywhere.
Drugstores, and I just had to wonder why it was so necessary for the university to be delivering free condoms. They could just give the students, you know, email maps to the supermarket or the drugstore. And I'm sure the, you know, students would somehow scrape up a little
money. They'd
manage
to do it. Oh, that's cool. You know,
wouldn't have to be free. They could put vending machines in the dorms, for God's sake. I don't know why this is
why not?
Progressive.
Yeah. But it's free, you see. And that's the tone of the times.
Yeah.
College should be free. Your college loan should be paid off free, and you should be able to get free condoms. So it all makes sense.
Your girlfriend should be free, but it doesn't work that way.
Right? No, it doesn't. All right, Chris. And by the way, Journal Inquirer now is also covering Glastonbury. So just so you'll know, if you're east of the river, it's a good alternate source. Hey, thanks for being on, Chris.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you later. It's Journalinquirer.com.